Good morning, A-Town. You know who it is. It's the Streets Morning Takeover right here on Streets 94.5. Shout it. This is the Second Date Update. Who's on the line this morning?
It's your boy, DeMarcus Streets. What's good?
What up, DeMarcus?
Hey, DeMarcus. Good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We good. How can we help you, brother?
You said what?
How can we help you?
Man, I'm looking for this girl named Taylor, man. We went on a date. It was cool. I thought it was cool. I tried to hit her back a day or two later. I'm getting voicemail. I'm getting all type of non-response. So I'm just trying to see what's up.
All right. So listen. It sounds like you definitely have a dilemma on your hand. I just want to know, how long have you guys been seeing each other?
Not long. Probably like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. She probably got a boyfriend.
Don't do that.
I'm saying,
just jump straight to the boyfriend.
Hey, it's all good, B. I'm just trying to see what's
up.
Yeah,
we're not saying that,
babe. I try to get too political.
All right, so DeMarcus, so tell us about this date, bro.
Well, listen, so we went out. We hang out, cool conversation, kicking it, laughing, a couple jokes here and there, a little drinks here and there. I thought it was all good. I just felt like nothing was off. I didn't do anything wrong. She ain't do anything wrong. Try to reach out to her a few times. I just can't get her. So just trying to see what's up.
So, where'd you guys go? Was it somewhere nice or chill? What?
Man, she said she likes sports. I'm into it, too. I took her to Taco Mac. We sat down. We got some good service, some good combo, and I was just trying to see where it was going to go from there.
Okay, DeMarcus. I guess we're going to have to get her on the phone. What did you say her name was again?
Kayla. What you say her name was? Kayla.
Okay. Kayla. Let's call Kayla, Josh.
His accent kind of threw me off. All right, we're going to get Kayla on the phone, DeMarcus. You just be quiet. When we call you in, then you chime in, all right?
Yeah.
All right.
I really can't gauge with this.
Yeah, this is a little just open in the air. Sounds regular, 2 weeks. Taco Mac, it's not, fancy smancy, but...
I mean, your first date don't have to be fancy smancy.
Actually, the first date sets the tone for the rest of you all's life.
But what if you can't afford smancy?
Well, then you can't afford me.
I get this. Well, I'm always spending my money because I try to impress on the first date, and then I'll never get no second date.
All right, okay.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. I speak with Kayla, please.
This is her.
Hey, Kayla, how you doing? You got a few moments to talk this morning, sweetheart?
I'm on my way to work. Well, what's up? Who is this?
Hey, this is Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shouted from the Streets Morning Takeover on Streets 94.5, baby.
Hey, girl.
At least you changed your tone. That's what's up. All right, so check it out. We got a segment on our show called Second Date Update. A dude called us up. He said y'all had been talking for about 2 or 3 weeks or whatnot. Said y'all went out on a date. And he thought the date went cool, and he hadn't heard from you or seen you since. Are you familiar with a DeMarcus?
Yes.
You didn't want to hear that name, did you, Kayla?
No. What is he calling y'all for?
So can you tell us about the date with DeMarcus a little bit?
Okay, so we go to, I told him I like sports. We go to Taco Mac or whatever, which is one of my favorite spots. They got the little slow burn wings I like. So we eating, we chilling, we had a couple drinks. Great conversation. So I go to the bathroom, right? I come back, and the waiter comes and hand me my tab. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't got no problem paying for my own, but I just feel like you asked me out. All I got was, a 10-piece wing? Like, really? You paid your own tab and not mine?
Wait a minute. So you telling me this dude made you pay for your own half?
Yes.
Were you expecting that? Did you guys even talk about, going Dutch? Or did he say he was going to treat you? Or what was you all's conversation leading up to this?
I mean, I had got off work and he hit me like, what you doing tonight? Let's go have some drinks and grab something to eat. So I'm like, okay, cool.
You had enough to pay for your own food, though, didn't you?
What did that have to do with anything?
I'll just make sure she was
Well, we better hope so, because she was surely left out in the cold. Okay, so listen, Kayla, what we did mention to you is we have DeMarcus on the line, and I really need him to explain himself. DeMarcus!
Man, she good. She got a nice car. She looked like she had it. I said, I'll be back.
Ew, DeMarcus, that sounds so gross and terrible on your behalf.
Let me just say that. Sweetheart, Kayla, when you came back and saw that it was only your half of the check left, what went through your head?
I'm like, I know he didn't. Right. Just trying to hurry up and pay for this tab while I went to the bathroom. Then he all linked back in his seat, chilling like ain't nothing wrong.
He laughing right now, so obviously he don't think nothing's wrong.
I think this was him testing you. Was you testing her, DeMarcus?
Yeah, Yeah, I was. I was a little tested.
You done took Jock's leeway out.
Because you're looking good. You're DeMarcus. Looking nice. So I said, what's she about?
Boy, bye. Let me tell you one thing about a test, DeMarcus. You might want to let the person know that's at being administered, that it's a test that's being taken. Because that just sounds like poor class on your behalf. Like, girl, I would usually ask you if you want a second date, but I'm not going to suggest that you do that with him.
Yo, how long have you been down here in the South, brother?
Maybe like 2 months.
And that's how y'all do it in New York.
Obviously.
Oh, New York different. New York women take care of all their own stuff, so it's a whole different ball game.
Now, wow. Don't get me wrong. I can take care of my own stuff, but don't ask me out and your intentions is paying for yourself. Like, you didn't even pay for a drink. Like, come on now.
Hey, you don't need a drink. You look like you was a little tired.
Hey, but that's why don't they do from New York.
I'm gonna tell you what's so crazy. I'm kind of not mad at him for that if he was in New York, because what happens is with the women in New York, they won't let you buy them nothing because they don't want you to think that they're obligated to give you something in return.
Wow. Hey,
see what I'm saying? So it's kind of like it's like, hey, you can't even be like, I bought you this, I did that. Let me no.
DeMarcus, Dutch Marcus.
Yeah.
Dutch Marcus.
You looking for your queen, man?
Absolutely.
Well, take your ass back to Queens.
Yeah, we don't do that here in the South. And honestly, just because you've paid for my meal, that does not mean I'm sleeping with you. That does not obligate me for anything. That does not mean anything except for thank you. You did what was right.
What you talking about, Mo Queen?
Exactly. Y'all a mess.
I live by myself and I hold my own. I have two.
That's what I'm saying. So
DeMarcus, ew.
You got a BMW. You live in nice.
That why would she want to be with somebody like you, DeMarcus, if she got all of that for herself and you're not even doing the little things like paying for damn food?
All right.
It's food.
Hey, guys. Hey, gang. Everyone, listen here. Hey. Kayla, are you going to give him a second chance or not? You going to give him a second date or
no? No, he tested me, so now I'm going to test him.
And he tested.
I catch him in the street.
No.
Oh, damn, DeMarcus. Hey, y'all call us up, A-Town. Second date update didn't go over too well. 443-520-945. Let's hear all about it. Y'all know what that contest is, man. We're going to be paying your rent. Fed up. A lot of people are. So keep it locked right here. Streets Morning Takeover, Streets 94.5.